Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. During Money Matters seminars, I remind attendees that a dollar in your hand is better than a dollar in the bank. That is because a dollar in the bank is only yours if the bank gives it to you, which of course, in the worst of times, may not be a foregone conclusion. Banks aren't always open, and some banks, as we have seen, close for good. Hey, it happens. But there is a problem with that dollar in your hand. If the Federal Reserve, the entity that controls the greenback, prints a lot of them, we can get close to what they call the Mexican peso moment. Mexican peso moment means that if the Mexican government prints a lot of pesos, the peso becomes worth less. Hopefully they don't print so many of them that they actually become worthless altogether. This event, when a government goes hog wild and overprints tons of their currency, is known as monetary inflation, and the Mexican peso is a great example that everybody knows. Gold has been a refuge at times for monetary inflation, and I mentioned gold today because the price of gold has been on a tear lately, reaching new highs almost every week from the low of about $2,000 an ounce, where it seems stuck after a run-up a year or so back. Its price now presses up against $3,000 an ounce at the time I made this newscast. Seemingly off the radar screens of many an investor, and certainly off the screens of the evening news, its recent rise has been nothing short of stellar. In the past, when the price of gold finally does make it to the evening news, it usually has risen so high, so fast, even the average Joe becomes aware of the price rise and starts thinking he should buy some. So, back to that Mexican peso moment. Humans have flocked to gold for centuries to protect against monetary inflation caused by excessive money printing. Although there is more than one way to counter inflation, gold has been a popular one. In recent years, Bitcoin and other cyber coins like it have also been thought to protect against inflation. But Bitcoin has its limitations when checking all the boxes against inflation versus gold. For instance, many people around the globe don't have access to a computer for whatever the reason, so not everybody would use Bitcoin or could use Bitcoin to protect against inflation. Gold, on the other hand, can be held in your hand, or anyone's hand, passed around, bartered with, and basically exists in physical form. Cyber coins, by their very definition, only exist in cyberspace. Gold also has centuries of history, whereas cyber coins are relative newbies on the investment scene. For many of the reasons I have just told you about, gold is the ultimate bird-in-the-hand asset. Not that there are not advantages Bitcoin has over gold, but if we go by the premise a bird-in-the-hand is better than a bird somewhere else, gold has the history and physical properties to be arguably the best asset going against inflation. Question then becomes, should one hold actual physical gold or buy something like gold stocks, gold mining stocks, gold indexes, or many of the physical gold proxies where one's gold is held somewhere else, like in a stock, in a company, or in a vault in Switzerland. That, of course, is left up to the investor, but there are distinct differences between holding physical gold versus the other proxies I just mentioned. When you hold physical gold, you depend on no one to fulfill their promise to give it back to you because you already have it. When you have someone else, like a bank or a trust, hold your gold, you are at the whim of a promise being fulfilled, and we all know promises can be broken. Physical gold is also taxed at a higher rate when a profit is made versus holding gold stocks in the stock market of companies that might mine gold. Stocks can also be sold on a moment's notice, whereas finding a buyer for physical gold that you may possess comes with its own challenges. The markup on physical gold can also be many percentage points between what you buy it for and what you can sell it for, and not in your favor, mind you, while the stocks on the public stock market usually have a lower buy and sell requirement, also known as the spread. Also, as a general rule, gold stocks move a bit faster and farther, either up or down, versus physical gold, means that they're more volatile. There are many other pros and cons between owning physical gold and gold proxies or substitutes. I will be holding a gold seminar sometime in the month of March. Feel free to contact me for more information, times, dates, and registration requirements if you like. My email is moneymatters@kvmr.org. or mark@moneymanagementradio.com. That's it for today's Money Matters. Watching the market so you don't have to. Newscast expresses my opinion only. It's not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.
say.